Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Wilmer Kaufman with the Morning Devotional. My number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I'd like to go into a few verses and just have us think on these verses here this morning. I did mention them earlier this week, and that is in Hebrews 8, verse 10, 11, 12. Those three verses there, I guess a concern that I have and had, a burden that I've had is, over the years, yesterday we talked on unity, and I believe that some of the biggest challenges that we find in amongst the brothers and sisters in Christ today is where we focus on one area of the cross or what Jesus died for more than we do others. And I think it would be good for us to, and I know that this is not always possible, but it would be good for us to, in every situation that we meet, in every situation that we get in during the day, if we could just see things in a balance. And we'd understand that Jesus died for more than one reason. And actually, there's four reasons here this morning that I'd like to point out. And they are all, they're all nestled, or they're all in these three verses. You know, most of us would agree that Jesus came so that we can have our sins washed away and forgiven. Forgiven and washed away in the blood of Jesus. And that's something that most Christians agree to. In fact, I think they all do. And that is correct. However, he also came so that we could be healed in all the offenses that we that come our way in life through people or seemingly through people. Many times it's the enemy behind the people, and the people really do not mean to hurt us or offend us, but it can seem like people are coming against us when most of those times I do believe it is the enemy. So number one is that we our sins would be forgiven. Number two would be that the sins that were against us or the offenses that were against us, that the blood of Jesus can cover those as well. The third is that in areas of our lives where we're chained and bound and imprisoned and can't get loose, and through the blood of Jesus and through others, we can become free. And the fourth reason, actually the most important reason of all, is so that we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father and with our Savior. I'd just like to read here this morning in verse 8, for this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. That verse in itself, what I find is when we get to know Christ, and get to know him to get to know his laws, get to understand the way that God thinks. As we get a greater understanding in those areas, a lot of times we do get a lot of healing. And it seems, I've seen it many times where people gotten great amounts of healing just by understanding something about God. The next verse, which is verse 11, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. That one there is talking about the relationship, having a relationship with God, and, you know, it becomes almost impossible for us to have a relationship with someone that is really mean and angry. So unless we can come to a point where we understand that God is love and that he has our best in mind and that he does want to prosper us in every area of our life, until we understand that, it's very hard for us to have a relationship. Also, I just wanted to mention about the verse before. A lot of times we are trapped in our own thinking and in the way we understand things. And as we learn the laws of God, and the law of God is written on our hearts and minds, we will also be set free. And then, of course, the last verse also, that verse talks about our iniquities and sins to be forgiven and to remember them no more. Some of the iniquities in our lives, the sins of our forefathers that have been living in so long, have bent and shaped our way of thinking and doing things. And it can be a real trap for us. So as those iniquities are exposed and taken to the cross and covered in the blood of Jesus, we can be set free from these iniquities, and of course to be forgiven from our sins as well then. So just had a desire here this morning to talk about the balance of the gospel. One of the reasons that the gospel becomes obnoxious or hurtful to many is because of the imbalance that comes from people, and that imbalance comes from each individual's heart. So an encouragement here this morning that we could just come before the Lord, and we could when there's things that we need to face today, and as we face them, that we could face them in a balanced way, and that we could live our life a balanced way here this morning or today, that we could I do believe that Jesus came and he was balanced in every area, and people were drawn to him through that. And I think there's something even in our life where it's pleasing to God if we can live a balanced life. Now, some people say living in common sense. I do challenge that, because common sense to one person might be different than to another. We do need to align our life with God, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us through his word, so that his revelations from his word and from himself can lead us to the right thoughts and the correct thinking of how to go forward in a balanced life while we go through this earth. We're only here for a short time, a short span of time. Our life is but a vapor, And we have this moment, we have this day to go forward and to live in a balance and also to be thankful towards Him and praise Him. I wish you all a great day in the Lord Jesus.